Good evening and welcome to the first episode with the Maestro Colby Stone. I am the Maestro Colby Stone. This little podcast will help me to give the world a history on the music that has come before me and to rejuvenate that world. In today's first episode, I want to talk a little, play a little, and that sounds about it. So let's do what we do best, compose and play. Here we have Bach's First Goldberg Variations, the aria. Beautiful. See, Bach wrote that long time ago, about 1700s, not exactly 1700s, but wrote it about the 1720s, 1730s, and he wrote it for this 14-year-old, to play it. His name was, last name was Goldberg, and Goldberg was hired by a king who had sleep apnea and insomnia, having trouble sleeping. And so Goldberg was able to play this, and it went very well. So Bach was paid a very reasonable amount of money, a lot of money for this piece. It was beautiful. The thing about the Goldberg Variations, though, is that it is, in its own mind, a complex piece. Anything Bach does is complex because of the fact that he took old and made new. He wanted to increase the amount of fugal devices and canons in his work. Bach, in his own mind, was a different man. He was also a genius, a purebred genius. I want to play for you a little improvisation that I've come up with over the past few months. Here we go. see, that was just improvised just now. That wasn't over a course of a month. I've been writing a lot, composing a lot of music. Why do I do that? Well, it's because when a master masters the skill of music, he takes his technical aspects of his music ability and puts them towards composition in his own style or her style. And he makes, over time, he makes what is known as his own style, his or her own style. And that's what people don't understand about composition, is you think, oh, I'm just copying what this other person did. No, it's not like that. Composition is to be able to master and create your own skill. And that's the thing about music that's so beautiful. I want to play a little part of Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor. This is just the toccata part. Hope you enjoy. Thank you all for joining me on this first episode, where I get to sit on the piano, no cameras, just a microphone, me, and the piano, and the sweet music. Thank you.